This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Gracie, sweetheart, patience.
Standing 15 hands tall and weighing 1,200 pounds, you might not think of Gracie as a therapist, but that's exactly the role she plays. As she kicks her hoof against the steel gate of her enclosure, Gracie is asking for attention and treats, seemingly unaware of the important role she plays in improving the lives of others. Here at Walkabout Farm in Minden, she's one of several horses who offer a unique and transformative kind of therapy for children, youth, and even adults. As temperatures begin to rise and the snow starts to melt, Jennifer Semack, Walkabout Farm's founding executive director and program facilitator, is preparing for another season of therapeutic riding programs here. She says the impact the horses have on clients is nothing short of miraculous.
Each and every time we have somebody here, there's always something profound that happens. And that is pretty incredible to surround yourself with every single day. You can imagine we all leave here at the end of the day, our hurt a little bit bigger, a little bit fuller because of the experiences that these horses have shown us that they are capable of having with other people. It's incredible.
Walkabout Farm began its therapeutic riding programs 8 years ago to provide enrichment for those who are differently abled. Jennifer and her husband were inspired to start the organization after having a child with special needs, knowing there were few local resources. Jennifer is proud to have used her horse sense to create such critically important programs that are free of charge.
I had a very strong background in horses and knew exactly the effect that horses had on my mental health as a child and teenager growing up into adulthood. And that culminated in this idea that I can use my skills and talents and knowledge around horses, combine that with youth mental health and people with physical and developmental disabilities, and create this whole program completely customized for our community here in the Haliburton Highlands. As we've evolved, we've certainly adjusted the scope of practice, for example, involving the entire family. We're not just here to help the one person who the family thinks needs us the most. We end up supporting the entire family unit. And that is something I didn't expect. I didn't expect that youth mental health and working with people with developmental disabilities from the community would actually overshadow the therapeutic riding program itself. Initially, I thought that would be the biggest draw because it has such tremendous benefits for physical therapy for people to have a session on horseback. Horses' movement mimics the human's movement, and so the horse is able to move the body in exactly the way that was intended to. So if you have a child or a young person with cerebral palsy, for example, they've never been able to move their body in the quote-unquote correct, you know, skeletal way that nature intended, but the horse can move them in that way so that they're strengthening certain parts of their body that can't be replicated properly with a physiotherapist or with a machine, but the horse can replicate those things. So that participant's working on their core strength and their little neurons are firing because parts of their body that have been dormant are now being kicked on.
A not-for-profit, Walkabout Farm relies on donations from businesses, organizations, and the public. In the fall, they sell pumpkins from their own patch with fertilizer provided by the horses themselves. Besides the riding programs, Walkabout Farm regularly brings their miniature horses to local long-term care homes and other events for human-horse engagement. They also offer Friendship Fridays at the farm, where everyone is welcome to drop in and visit the horses, bunnies, and cats. Jennifer is grateful to her volunteers who do everything from feeding horses and shoveling manure to offering a listening ear to family members. Volunteers like Tim O'Sullivan, a retired nurse who joined the ranks last fall and who says he loves to be a part of the magic at Walkabout Farm.
Satisfaction, knowing that you make a bit of a difference, is always cool. And just the joy in seeing these people interacting is just knowing that if it wasn't for people like Jen and others like that, they could be just, you know, sort of sitting at home and watching TV and not doing anything at all. But they're out and they're having fun and they're interacting, and it's great.
It's easy to see the love Jennifer has for her four-legged friends, those horses she's picked especially for their gentleness and patience. The horses seem just as drawn to her as she is to them. But it also doesn't hurt that she keeps treats in her pockets, too.
This is Monty. Monty's our newest therapy horse. He's a very rare breed of horse. He's called a Suffolk Punch. So he's a 20-year-old draft horse. A Suffolk Punch has been bred to be short in stature, but as big as a normal draft horse in a smaller frame. So he's less intimidating for our participants to be sitting on than a typical draft, which can be as tall as 18, 19 hands high, which is enormous. So we got him specifically because of his shorter stature, but his ability to carry our heavier participants. And he's looking for a little more attention, aren't you, big fella?
Talk to him.
Therapeutic riding will resume at the farm in May. For more information or to register, visit walkaboutfarmtra.com.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.